AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The games are over. The talking begins. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
It's that time on a Saturday night where you give us your immediate reaction to what you've witnessed today or your previews ahead of what you're expecting to witness tomorrow. Hugh Keevans, Cammy Bell and Gordon DL are here. We're live streaming the last hour of the show as well. So if you'd rather see the guys' lovely faces, maybe you would, I don't know, head over to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you can do that. But give us a call. I'm less worried about how you listen or how you view, more concerned about you getting in touch. So what are you thinking after that today? Real mixed emotions out there, I'm sure, for Motherwell and St Mirren and Falkirk and Dundee. It was a busy afternoon out there. So whatever you take away from today, whether your team got the result they wanted or didn't, I'd love to get your immediate reaction to that. That's the beauty of us being here on a Saturday afternoon. Give us a call. Also, not naive enough to think that tomorrow might be the one that dominates the phone lines, because there is so much at stake. Hearts against Celtic is always a big game. We've always got loads to say about it. Add to the mix the fact that it's the top two, but it's Hearts that are top. Add to that Celtic's injury list, and this has got all the makings of a real blockbuster. So give us all your general thoughts and your specific ones as well about who should play where, given all Celtic's injuries. Give us your creative solutions. You never know. Brendan Rodgers might just be listening and looking for that person to plant the final seed. It won't be Hugh Keevans who gets his idea across.
Oh, I don't know.
So it might be you. 0141 951 1025. And a first league game in charge for Danny Rule tomorrow as well. So something for everyone between now and 6 o'clock, Hugh.
Tynecastle is the Premiership match of the season so far. We've had an Old Firm game, but it was the worst in the history of Scottish football.
It wasn't great.
And this match tomorrow has all the makings. 12 o'clock kickoff. Tynecastle will be rocking and rolling from early on. Every ticket sold. Now, my impression is that Celtic have been left hopelessly weakened by what happened against Sturm Graz and the loss of Carter Vickers, Johnson, Iheanacho, and the loss of Dyson tomorrow as well. However, that's what Celtic do. Can they do it tomorrow? I am sceptical. Are the Celtic fans sceptical? But Rangers tomorrow, no dubiety. It's Danny Rule's first game at Ibrox. There'll be no forgiveness. There'll be no, oh, this time last week we were talking about Kevin Muscat. No forgiveness. He can't follow a 3-0 hammering in Europe, called a disgrace by his own captain, with a league match that is not won. It's just not feasible.
And I know why tomorrow will take the headlines, but today hardly disappointed, did it, on the drama and excitement front?
No, it was brilliant, especially the last 5-10 minutes of the games. There was a lot of excitement, some big results. Motherwell, they've played so well this season in large spells, but not got the results. And today they got the rewards right at the end. And I said it during the show before, there's nothing better than getting a late winner for the guys in the changing room, and the way that will just spur them on. So yeah, massive win for Motherwell and Falkirk as well. Huge win for them, because as I said before, I think they're competing against the teams that where I expect them to be in that bottom six and in and around there.
Yeah, we knew the three games were going to be tight today. They didn't disappoint. We did get drama in the second half. It seems to be the way just now in the Premier League. And you look at the three games tomorrow, excitement, two massive games for me, obviously, for a big two. Celtic and Rangers, I know Hearts are proudly sitting atop of the league, deservedly so. They're playing some great football. Looking forward to that. And then Aberdeen, Hibs, you just wonder, Aberdeen need a victory.
Come on then, 0141 951 1025. Loads to get through from today. I'm thinking about you St Mirren fans and how annoyed you are, either at your team or at some refereeing decisions. Motherwell fans, love to hear how you're feeling as well, because there was a point today where everyone was ready to press that panic button and talk about the style getting you nowhere and potentially being bottom of the league if other results had gone against you tomorrow. But there you are, you get the last minute winner, and things are looking fairly pretty in that league table. We've got tomorrow as well, which I think has gathered the attentions of Brian, who's a Celtic fan. Brian?
Yes, hi.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, I think Celtic need to freshen up front tomorrow. I know Shin didn't make European squad, but I think when he's had chances, he's actually looked okay. And I think even, I know it's maybe clutching at straws, but even the boy Callum, I don't know his surname, but I think he got it through Forest. I think, because John Kenny, I just don't think he's got it.
Yeah, Callum Osmond from Fulham would be unthinkable, quite frankly, just based on what he hasn't contributed. Might not even be his fault, might be brilliant.
The phrase that Brian used, freshen up, Celtic can't freshen up because they don't have any players to freshen up, as you say.
Well, to be fair, look, Brian's mentioned Shin Yamada, Hugh, but he forms part of this wider mystery at Celtic. He has not been seen since the Old Firm game that you mentioned, 31st, and he came on and he wasn't...
The worst done well.
Yep. He was fine, and he had shown a couple of moments that Brian liked before. He has not seen one single minute of Celtic action since the 31st of August.
Yeah, but Brendan Rodgers has to examine his resources. It won't be Callum Osmond, as you say, because that's just going a step too far. But Yamada and even Inamura must come into the thinking, because Brendan's already depleted resources have been wrecked by what happened against Sturm Graz. Up front is where the real problem lies, because Tunekte, he can do you a job. Balakwisha, in, out, flatters to deceive. James Forrest, they keep going to the Forrest well. But Johnny Kenny will have to start, because from my perspective, there's simply no one else.
Is Maeda 100% out? I don't think he is.
But he didn't sound particularly encouraging.
Yeah, if he's fit, obviously that's your choice there. But if he's not fit, I would be amazed. After the other night there, Johnny Kenny, look, he missed a couple of chances. I thought his movement was good. His work rate was great. Is the answer going forward for Celtic? Probably not. But can he go to Tynecastle tomorrow, get a goal and put a performance in? Probably
Johnny
yes.
Kenny or Shin Yamada for you, Cammy?
Johnny Kenny, I think he done okay the other night. As Daz said, I think he put in a good shift. It's just that does he have enough goals in him? Probably a long term, no. But in the short term, can he sneak a couple of goals while he gets some game time? Possibly, he's possibly got that in him, but... Listen, Celtic are short at the moment, we all know that, and it's such an important game for them tomorrow that, again, it's a big game, it's an opportunity for Johnny Kenny. If he gets a chance, he needs to take it.
Brian, why not? Tell us more about why not Johnny Kenny, because he just seems like the obvious one in the pecking order.
I think he didn't have a couple of chances, but what I think was sort of maybe going to sort of contradict one point. I mean, when he was clean through and goal, and it's all clean through, that's a bit harsh. His shot was quite hard to score, but it was actually quite alarming. There was no cavalry coming up behind him to support him. That happened on a couple of occasions. But I just don't think he's no get a scoring rate. Just, I don't think he's confident enough. And I think the whole system itself has to change the way we're playing. Teams have obviously read it out. I mean, you've got to laugh. I mean, Dundee totally beat us 2-0 last week, then lost today. And there's something just all right. I think we need to see a different system.
He was at least part of something good though the other night. You know, if you're looking at for Johnny Kenny to arrive into the game, let's say he played the full game, because he came on the fourth minute. Mm-hmm. So he played the full game. Yeah. A game which Celtic won. So I know there's a real analysis on his specific role, but would it not be quite a big surprise if he went from playing the whole game in Europe and you win, and then he doesn't feature or doesn't start the next game?
Yeah, I think it would be a surprise. And I think it's something that Johnny Kenny has to live with. You know, when he was a Shamrock Rovers player and scoring goals in the lower European competitions, he developed the kind of reputation that took him to Celtic. He'll have to live with it tomorrow. He'll have to get out there and rise to the occasion, because there's nobody else. It won't be Shin Yamada. It won't be Balakwisha through the middle. It'll have to be Johnny Kenny. And like all of the Celtic players tomorrow, they are simply going to have to rise above themselves. Brian talks about the Dundee game last Sunday. That was symptomatic of Celtic's season. Struggling. Get by just against Motherwell. Get by just against Kilmarnock with a penalty that never was. Get by against St Mirren with a deflected goal on the opening day of the season. This has been their season so far. So Johnny Kenny just has to jump to it tomorrow and so do all of the others.
The only thing I will say, Hugh, I totally agree with you talking about their form. I thought they played very well on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. They should have scored a lot more goals, which is encouraging. Johnny Kenny, as you say, comes on after 4-5 minutes. So he was a big part of that. I still think that because of the situation with injuries, everybody's quite rightly so looking at Hearts, the form they're in, the players they've got at home. They're doing brilliantly well. Would you be surprised if Celtic pitched up there and won the game?
I
certainly wouldn't.
Brian, how much of a concern is the absence of Cameron Carter-Vickers, not only for tomorrow, but potentially for the next 5 months?
I think he's actually been on the wane recently anyway. I mean, I don't, we get rid of guys in the Rofsky who I think was doing all right. And what's happened to the other boy as well, Moy? Is he still injured? I mean, I think Cameron Carter-Vickers has been on the wane. And I want to get a quick point about Kenny. I mean, he done that for a team in Ireland where there's absolutely no pressure. Maybe the pressure's getting to the boy as well a bit.
I keep hearing this about Carter Vickers being on the wane, and I don't think you could disagree with the notion that he's not been as good this season as he has been previously.
Yep.
I still don't know if that translates to the sort of well, he's on the wane anyway, so it'll be fine without him. He's still Cameron Carter-Vickers, and the skill set that he has actually allows Celtic to play in a specific way, doesn't it? Because he recovers so much.
You know, again on Wednesday, if you offer a Celtic supporter the team and say, "Do you want Carter-Vickers in or out?" the answer's in. Alistair Johnson in, Iheanacho in, Dizen in, and now they're all out. So I'm very much afraid that those who take their place will just have to go on with it, because Brendan Rodgers can't apply for a postponement of the fixture. You have to get on with it. You have to live with a bear pit of a ground that Tynecastle will be tomorrow. Every ticket sold, it will be no place for the faint-hearted.
And that's why, Carter Vickers, you mentioned it there, that the atmosphere that's going to be at Tynecastle tomorrow, that's why he's so important to Celtic. He's been there, he's done it, he's got that experience. If there's bad moments in the game, they can handle it. He's been there before, so I don't think you just lose the player. I know Celtic fans have said he's not been the same this season, but I think what he brings to the dressing room, the team on the pitch, is a calmness and a control in the game, even when things are going wrong. So you're going to miss that.
I do agree with you, they're missing the big players, but we're harping on about, going to be the atmosphere. Celtic, they're used to that atmosphere nearly every week. Mm-hmm. They're used to the pressure week.
No, different type, though. When did they go to Tynecastle 5 points behind?
I'm talking about the atmosphere.
And out of form.
They're not going to go there and, be thingied under because of an atmosphere coming from the Hearts fans. They're going there, they're under pressure because they can't allow that gap to go to 8 points. That's a different matter for me. I think Celtic can go and handle the atmosphere of Tynecastle, no problem at all. It's if they can handle Hearts as a team who are doing very well.
Who plays instead of Cameron Carter-Vickers?
I'm Dean Murray for me.
Because he's right-sided?
I think every time I've seen him, he's been okay, he's been very good. I think he's right-sided, he's big, he's strong. Hearts are a threat, and Hugh quite rightly points out the two centre-halves. Mm-hmm. Finlay and Halkett, they've scored, 9 goals between them?
Yep.
Set plays, they're very, very good. I think Dean Murray will come in there. I think Brendan Rodgers rates him. Trusty hasn't really done it for Celtic. So I'd be surprised if he wasn't in the centre-half.
I have to disagree, and I'll stand corrected, but I think he'd go with Trusty. I think the experience has to count for something. I've never rated him as a Celtic player. I think the fee was wildly overpriced. But he does have that international status. Dean Murray has very, very little first-team experience. I think he'd go with Trusty.
I'm interested in it, Cammy. Brendan Rodgers loves Dean Murray. The way he speaks about him, he's so complimentary about him. Austin Trusty, I know what Hugh's saying. I don't think he's necessarily been brilliant and worth the £6 million, but he did have some good nights in the Champions League. How much do you go for experience? How much do you go for being right-sided? You know, if you were a goalie and you were, what's in front of you? Do you go for the more inexperienced guy because he's right-sided, or do you just stick two left-footers in front?
It's a really difficult one. I think it really is. a toss of a coin nearly, because in an ideal scenario, Brendan Rodgers wouldn't be in this situation, but he is. So I think you go with experience in this game. I really do. I think you just probably trust he might play because of his experience. Just because, again, what they're facing is a Hearts team that are experienced and have won a lot of games and are really strong at this moment in time.
Hugh, I know you're itching to say something, but let's squeeze another call in, and whatever it was on your mind, respond okay. to Max with it. Thank you to Brian. Max is a Celtic fan. How are you feeling about tomorrow, Max?
Very confident.
How confident?
Well, I think the best I've seen Celtic play this season, bizarrely, was against Livingston at Celtic Park. And on Thursday night, that was I thought that was a kind of turning point with regards to the application of the players. The fans obviously get an uplift through adversity. They go in a goal down, bizarrely. But I think if I get back to the Livingston game in particular, he gave the young boy Murray a run out at the back, and he fitted in particularly well. The young boy Donovan, again, no fear with youth is my view. And I think even Engels the other night showed glimpses of a better performance. So I'm relatively optimistic. And again, if I even look at Hearts in particular as well, Hearts have played well in patches, but they've been stuffy. And they've stole results, which again is good form on their part. But I'm genuinely optimistic about tomorrow. In fact, I would even go as far to say I think there'll be a lot of goals in the game, but Celtic will score more.
You say Hearts are stuffy, and you know if Celtic do that and score late on, then you sing, "That's why we're Celtic." The reason I was going to speak to you, Gordon, was Trusty and Scales, if my memory serves me correctly, played as a defensive partnership in the Champions League against Atalanta on what was an outstanding night for Celtic, a goalless draw. And Celtic will have to defend for all they're worth at Tynecastle tomorrow, because Hearts are more than just stuffy. They have goal scorers from back to front. They have the individual brilliance of Braga. The defence is going to be put under tremendous pressure, and that's why I think he'll go Scales and Trusty.
Max is very confident of a Celtic win. What do you think is going to happen?
I think Hearts will win the match. I think it was a cruel twist of fate for Celtic to, in the midst of a very difficult start to the season, to have lost Carter Vickers, Ali Johnson, Ian Acho, and the Dyson made are not yet fully fit. I think it's cruel on Celtic. However, Hearts are deservedly on top of the table. I have to believe that they will make all of their advantages count tomorrow.
I actually forgot, you showed your hand last night. You think it'll be comfortable?
I think they'll win 3-0, well, yeah.
3-0?
Well, listen, see, at the end of the day, I think Hearts get into this game in the best place they've been in a game for a long, long time. But let's not, we're all thinking that Celtic are going to be under us so much pressure. If Celtic midfield play, there's not a player in the Hearts midfield probably who'll get into Celtic in form. They've got a brilliant midfield, and if they're on form, I thought there was a lot.
It could be a big if though, but Ingles was better the other night, as Max
said. Yeah, 100%. I think it's a fascinating game. Listen, I'm not going against Hugh that Hearts could go and win. Of course they could go and win this game. They've got a great opportunity, and Hugh mentions the weakness of Celtic. But we've got to remember, Celtic have still got some real class players.
Who takes Cameron Carter-Vickers' spot, Max?
Well, I mean, Hugh made a good point in the sense that the last time Scales and Trusty played in Europe, they played particularly well. But at the same time, I think if you lean towards youth, there'll be no fear if that young fella Murray plays at the back with Scales, and especially with young Donovan as well. Again, he played well in Europe. The first game back, I think it was against Motherwell, he didn't play so well when he got hooked. Mm-hmm. But he came on the other night and again played with no fear. And I think young lads like that getting an opportunity with Celtic, with everything that's going on about the transfers and all the rest of it, give them a chance, show no fear, and I'll stand by. I wouldn't make a score prediction. I do think there'll be a sending off tomorrow, and I do think Celtic will win comfortably in the end. But again, I respect
his opinion.
You don't have to even respect it. You can tell him he's talking rubbish and then we can argue about it. We can see who's right on Monday morning. Thank you very much to Max on the line. You want to keep going with that topic, you can. We'd love to hear from you, Motherwell fans, St Mirren fans, etc. from today. And Danny Rule's first league game in charge, what does that look like, Rangers fans? We'll speak next.
After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Hugh Keevans, Cammy Bell, Gordon DL here to take your reaction to today's football, or look forward to tomorrow's football, or something else entirely. You get to decide. That is the beauty of it. We're here until just before 6 o'clock, so let's not hang around. Get your calls in. A healthy debate so far. Hugh Keevans says Celtic will lose 3-0 tomorrow. Max on the line just politely disagreed. It's been very amicable so far. But of course, we're debating who should play as well, and you know, who should take Carter Vickers' spot and who starts up front. We don't quite know if Daizen Maeda makes it. I think it's going to be a no, but you wouldn't be surprised.
I think you have to be careful with Maeda, because Alistair Johnson was perhaps brought back too early, pulled up. There's a Rangers game in the cup a week tomorrow, and I think Brendan Rodgers might, at the back of his mind, think, I'll be careful with Daizen because I'll need him against Rangers.
Tomorrow could be more important, depending on how you view these things.
Yeah, 8 points could be the difference. Still a lot of football to be played. I wouldn't say that Hearts were going to go and win the league, but they put themselves in a brilliant position, Hearts. They're in a good place, they really are. It will be an interesting one to see. I don't think that I agree with you if it's the least, if say it's 70-75%, I don't think they'll go with it. I think there's too many important games coming up. Alistair Johnson, unlucky the other night there, come back after, what, how many weeks was that, about 10 or something? And then all of a sudden he's out for a long term again. So, no, I don't see Celtic rushing it, but you never know. It may be that 100% that they play him.
We don't actually know the full extent of Johnson or Iheanacho, and as much as everyone's looking forward to the game, I'm kind of looking forward to Brendan Rodgers' pre-match interview on Sky, because I'm sure that'll be one of the questions, and that's got, you know, if that's bad news times two on top of Carter Vickers, it could be quite something. But anyway, we've got Danny Rule's first league game in charge of Rangers as well, so let's check in with Hugh, another Hugh, this one's in Stonehouse. What are you thinking ahead of tomorrow, Hugh?
I don't know where we're going to get a victory. First of all, panel, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
First time buyer. First time caller.
Listen, I quite like that. I was happy to just let you roll with that.
I'm not repeating it. I joked with my friends. My dad took me to Ibrox 8 years of age and forgot to come back for me. I'm now 75 years of age, and I don't miss many games at all, and I'm watching one of the worst pool of Rangers players for many a long day. No fight, no leader, very little skill, and too slow. At least when we were in the lower leagues with people that wanted to win and had a desire and fight about them. And it's all right saying that we can buy in January. There are no big buys in January anywhere. So where do we go from here?
I love the notion that Hugh has waited till he's 75 and he's now finally angry enough at the team to phone in. It's taken him all this time. That the first bit where he kicked it off probably speaks to quite a lot of Rangers fans. It doesn't, they won't really feel confident of getting wins anywhere at the moment. That's quite alarming, isn't it?
I heard you speak earlier, Gordon, about the nature of the fixture, Kilmarnock at Ibrox, and I'm thinking, and I understand my namesake and also my fellow 75-year-old, I understand that when he and I were younger, Rangers against Kilmarnock, you simply would not be having the conversation. It would be assumed that Rangers would win that match. But the progress of this season has been such. One league win, on to their second head coach, and we're not out of October yet. However, for me, I am seeing it in terms of, dare you lose? Dare you draw? Because anything other than a victory tomorrow, and you know, the scenes at Ibrox have been quite disturbing since the season started, and it will be severely antagonistic tomorrow. Rangers dare not lose or draw the match.
I know what you mean, but unfortunately, the need to win it doesn't necessarily improve your chances of. I mean, loads of games they've needed to win this season.
Yeah. Listen, when you're at Rangers, you need to win every game, and you should understand that when you sign for the club and the expectations that are there. And if you don't win a game, you've got to deal with the consequences, which are the fans' frustration and the noise that comes with it from the press, the media, everyone. So scrutinised when you lose a game at Rangers, but they've done it. They've not performed for so long this season that it just feels like they've got to turn up at some point. I'm feeling like they've got to just turn up at some point. But my confidence in the players at this moment in time is really low, because again, Hugh's right on the phone that what he's saying is you're not seeing any fight, you're not seeing any desire, they're not running hard enough, and they're actually, Tavernier's coming out and identifying that, which is a worry.
You can go back to it, Gordon, in the kind of broken clock theory. At some point, if you keep saying our Rangers will win this one, they're going to need to win a league game at some point. And a home game against Kilmarnock, I understand Hugh's lack of confidence, but also on paper could, you know, it doesn't go down as one of the traditional tough places to go. And I get it, I know Rangers are making hard work of every fixture at the moment, but maybe a balance of probability to get over the line tomorrow.
Apart from 60 minutes against Dundee United, I have nothing to back this theory up, but I'm with everybody. You look at Rangers at Ibrox under the new manager tomorrow against Kilmarnock, you're thinking surely somehow they're going to get a result. But I totally agree with you. Over the piece, looking at the team, everything about them, Cammy touches on great points here about, you know, commitment, effort, desire. I was so disappointed in the fact that they've got a new coach in the dugout the other night there. Show something to them that you want to play for Rangers, you want to be a part of it, you want to be successful, you want to kick on from it. But they were absolutely dreadful. And I worry going forward for a new manager in the squad.
Hugh, can the new head coach make wholesale changes? Can he rip things up? Is that too early to do that? How do you feel?
I'll reply with one word: hopefully. Definitely not confident.
I think Hugh sums up the mood of the Rangers support at the moment. That there's no willingness to say it's a certainty. Home advantage. Hugh is simply being typical of the Rangers support. They have no belief, they have hope.
Yeah, because I think especially last week there was a notion that maybe just the Stevie Smith and they were freed up and Russell Martin had left and they would win that, and it didn't happen. And then midweek it was Danny Rule's first game, and so maybe that gave fans optimism. It would be nice to know what, if there is optimism out there tomorrow, what is that based on, other than this kind of probability that they must win at some point.
Yeah, in the 60 minutes against Dundee United.
Well, maybe that is it. Do you see enough there?
Yeah, they played well, but once again, the minute Dundee United changed one or two things, put a bit of pressure on them, only for Butland they could have probably lost all the points. What's going to interest me is quite simply, he must have looked at that the other night there and thought to himself, I've got a massive job. He's looking at his squad. He's had a couple of days with them. I know, obviously, travelling and obviously rest, recovery is a big part of it. I'm interested to see starting 11 tomorrow.
Let's bring Liam in on that, sorry, if you don't mind. Hugh in Stonehouse, that was a pleasure, Hugh. It's taking you all this time to phone. Hopefully we'll do it again sometime. How's that sound?
Right, thanks very much for taking my call.
Good
bye.
Man. Good Hugh night. In Stonehouse, good night to you, Hugh. What about Liam in the city centre?
How are you doing, Gordon? You good?
Good, how are you?
I am doing all right, apart from watching Rangers every week. Apart from that, all right.
What are you thinking tomorrow?
Basically, see, watching Rangers games, I don't know what you guys think, right, but I think the players have chucked it, right? They've completely chucked it. But see, looking at their tactics, especially, Gordon, right, it looks as if we mark zones instead of players. So we're marking zonally out of possession. So it looks as if when a team's attacking, we mark the zones of where players are meant to be. But as soon as they're no there, they're getting in behind. Just thoughts on that. Yeah. Plus just one
just back to you though, quickly. How, like, I've heard about, you know, the allegation. I don't know if it's true, but the allegation that players can kind of chuck it under a certain manager or whatever. But how can it still be chucked? You must be trying to impress the new guy for your own future.
I think they're just not big enough to play for the badge.
Yeah, that's maybe a different thing though, in terms of...
It is a different thing.
What do you think, Hugh? Is there, I think it's very a mentality difficult. Thing there?
Yeah, clearly, you know, they had Russell Martin out the door in 17 games. Danny Rule takes over at 2 days' notice, plays a European tie, gets another 2 days to prepare for his first home game at Ibrox. So it's difficult. He's not having time to fully get across his ideas. But bit by bit, day by day, you'll see the Danny Rule influence, and the Rangers fans have to hope that it's a positive influence. So tomorrow, while he's still getting one game after another coming at him in quick succession, he just has to get on with it. You talk about Hearts and the pressure they'll be under against Celtic being top of the league and having to maintain that position. Kilmarnock are going to Ibrox at a time when everyone's saying Rangers are hopeless. The captain is saying that they're disgraceful. Kilmarnock have to live with that as well. Try to be themselves, try to get a result, and not fear that this will be the day when everything clicks for Rangers.
What can Danny Rule, or anyone else for that matter, realistically change tactically or imprint on a team when you take over Monday, fly out Wednesday, play Thursday, fly back game Friday? What's the expectation on him?
It's really difficult because he's not had a lot of time on the training pitch. What I think he can do is put expectations of intensity, energy levels he wants to see on the pitch. And again, whether he done that on Thursday and they've not shown that, we'll see tomorrow in his team selection. Because was he happy with the players that he put on the pitch and what they produced on the night? Absolutely not. So again, all he can do is possibly give somebody else the opportunity to go and follow instructions. And simple instructions for me is run hard, run fast, work really hard during the game, do things at a pace and an intensity. And Rangers aren't doing that at the moment. They're making it easy for oppositions, for me, when I watch them. They make it easy for teams. Yes, they're fragile, but they still lack that energy. I don't see them running back hard to get a tackle in and make it difficult for the opposition to score. And for me, that's the basics. They've got to do that. They've got to get back to basics and try and build sort of some confidence within the team.
That's a big worry for me, I think, Cam. He's absolutely 100% spot on. You need that commitment. You need the desire, first and foremost. Listen, tactics, formations, everything will change in the coming weeks. But just now, it's just a case of saying, right, what is my best 11 to go and get a result tomorrow? And that's why I said he must have some big doubts in his mind after watching that performance on Thursday night. It'll certainly not be the same starting 11. It's how many changes he's got to make.
Do you think the manager, head coach, can make big changes, Liam? Do you think he will? Do you think he should?
He should, but my issue is, right, we've got a guy that came in for Peterborough for about £3 million, and he can't even get a look in at the back. So do you go with Jiga, who I would even start for the Nigerian Super League, like a team there? He'd be benched. You've got John Souter, right? I'm not going to deny his qualities for Scotland. He's been brilliant for Scotland, but with Rangers on a high line, it doesn't suit him. So who else can we put in? Because if we play Cornelius and Fernandes, we need to play Magoma. Magoma's a young guy, but unfortunately he's not got the quality. So defence, I don't know where we go, genuinely.
What are the ones that are more obvious that could happen tomorrow?
Your centre-half, Giga, for me.
Well, who plays there though?
In the fine.
Cornelius. Any better?
Probably not. By the way, I think I totally agree with Liam, right? I've said it for weeks. I watched John Souter in the Scotland strip and I think he's brilliant. Yep. I watch him in the Rangers strip and he just looks a different player for me. Look, you seen the goal the other night there, and Tavernier got a bit of a stick for it down the right with his right hand side. But there was more than just Tavernier. Yeah. And you're talking about desire. Raskin, for me, the golden boy at Ibrox, all of a sudden, he just switches off. No desire to go in there and try and help out a teammate. The left back reported missing. He was in the field. They were all over the place. They've got a problem at the back because they're easy to score against.
Yeah, it's so easy. There's huge gaps. There's a lack of communication. And you're right. But again, it probably reflects back to it. Just that desire to work hard and make it difficult for the opposition. And see, if they're to score a goal, it's got to be a worldie. You don't gift them goals. And Rangers have been gifting teams goals all season. So they need to get back to basics.
The fascination for me is up front. All day long, if my professional life depended on it, I start with Bojan Miovski. But when Danny Rule went over to Norway, he put in Yusuf Chemeti. Now, I said to you last night, Gordon, that shows an independence of thought. Do you abandon your own independence of thought after one game and say, right, I got that wrong, put him back out, put Miovski in? That's the fascination for me, because if Chermiti has a bad game at Ibrox tomorrow, there will be pandemonium.
I don't think Miovski's lighting up the place, to be honest with you, as well.
No, but he's a better chance.
The only thing I will say to you, Hugh, is Miovski's got to... Look, everybody touches on how he played and the goals he scored at Aberdeen. It was Aberdeen played in behind. Right. His running power was good. He caused defences so many problems. Rangers don't play that way. Rangers play in front of everybody. They play that slow football as well, especially when Russell Martin was there. I'll be interested to see how the new manager develops that. But if you're going to play Miovski and you're going to play his strength, you've got to play in behind and let him cause problems.
Thank you to Liam. We're taking your calls on tomorrow's action, previewing that stuff. What about today as well? Motherwell fans, how much did you need that win? St Mirren fans, Stephen Robinson's not too happy with some of the officiating as you go down 3-1 at Tannadice. Keep the calls coming in and we will speak to you next.
It's Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line, 0141 951 1025.
We're into the final parts of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. You can still squeeze in a call though, 0141 951 1025. Tweet us at Clyde SSB, and it's really up to you. Looking back on today's action or ahead of tomorrow, any Hearts fans out there? Might be nice to hear from you.
No, I'll get one in here.
Hugh even thinks you're going to win 3-0. I don't know if that's enough to ruin your afternoon or not. Get in touch. Let's hear a bit from some of today's managers then. Motherwell leaving it late, getting a win, a vital win at Livingston. Let's hear from the Motherwell boss, Jens Bertil Askew.
The way we started the game, pleased with that. First 15-20 minutes or so, good dominance, good control. Then we start to make a few mistakes here and there. They get into the game. They get a penalty from a situation that should never result in a penalty. And suddenly they get on the front foot. We start to stress a little bit. And we don't find the level we want in possession for a big part of the game, especially first half. So we had to turn up the decibel a little bit at halftime, to make sure everyone understood what was needed to turn the game around. And I think everyone really did their best to try and do that. It wasn't flawless in the second half by far. They had their moments as well where they could have decided the game to their advantage. They weren't able to take it due to also very good goalkeeping today from Colin Ward at times. And then we did just enough at the end and produced just enough quality after some really tight calls that didn't go our way. And when we just stepped up and delivered even more. And big credit to everyone.
How big a win was that for Motherwell?
Huge. Yeah, because you know, we were, well, I was putting forward the doomsday scenario that if Motherwell lost to Livy today and Hibs beat Aberdeen, then Motherwell would go bottom of the league. Or Aberdeen beat Hibs, sorry. So it was a big, big win, and you know, he needed that. There's a big job coming for him, isn't there, really?
You'll have him. Barcelona, sure.
he'll be the next Rangers manager.
Exactly. Give it another couple of weeks, Hugh. But I've got to say, I liked his interview there. He sounds like he went into the dressing room at half time and had a few strong words.
Turned the decibel.
I like that. And he's obviously got his reward for it.
I thought you were going to say he went into the dressing room at half time and had a few.
Yeah, well, probably after watching that first half. But look, I totally agree with you. I think we were all looking at the same scenario, thinking, oh, well, if Livingston beat them, Aberdeen, all of a sudden, this great football, Motherwell fans loving it, bottom of the league. But great 3 points this afternoon.
Yeah, a massive 3 points. And again, just the way the game went and how they handled the situation of it. And listen, we spoke about they're probably one of the best teams that play the best brand of football, but they've not had the results. And they get the rewards today with a late goal. And I just feel like, said it before, that late goal is so important for the players. When you go in the changing room after scoring a late winner, just the feeling, the feel-good factor, and they'll be able to carry that into next week. So it's massive.
Let's speak to Kenny, who's a Hearts fan. Kenny, I've got bad news for you. Hugh Keevans thinks you'll win 3-0. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that makes you feel. Are you confident in your own right tomorrow?
Quietly confident, thank you, Hugh. I keep thinking when he keeps saying about Hearts that he's been on the wine, or Lady Cavins is on the verge of throwing him out for his prediction.
Both.
No, listen, I'm absolutely, you know me, guys, me and the kids go to every game home and away, but we're actually missing tomorrow. I'm gutted. My daughter's playing down at Dunbar, 11 o'clock kickoff, three games away from winning the league, and my son's boxing at Ravens Craig in the final, so...
Nah, you've got to look after your own sporting careers there, Kenny. That's the priority. You won't regret that. Unless Hearts do win 3-0, of course, then you might have... You might have missed out. What makes you quietly confident then? What have you seen in this team at the start of the season?
Just afternoon of you all, guys. Anyways, Gordon, just for the arrival of Tony Bloom. You know, I mean, we had the disaster last season. It wasn't good. It was every time we brought in a player, we put him straight in. They got injured. They were out. But, you know, it was just a bad season last season. Unfortunately, for like Neil Critchley and for us fans watching the game, but. This season has been like night and day. You know, it's just completely changed. Derek McInnesson, fantastic manager. Tony Bloom's input, and obviously the Hearts fans and the Hearts team. I think is amazing for Scottish football. To be honest, guys.
Yeah, it has to be good. Simply to enliven things, Kenny. You know, it's 40 years since Sir Alec. Won the league with Aberdeen, and the Old Firm have taken care of it for the last four decades. So it has to enliven Scottish football. And I know all the arguments. It was the same with Aberdeen last season, and they collapsed. But I think that Hearts have a really good football team, a perfect balance of the physicality and the individual brilliance, and the goals are there throughout the team. I just think that they have an honest-to-goodness chance.
I think they've got a very good squad here. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference this year, Aberdeen last year. I think you look at Hearts, the substitutes that they use, they're bringing on quality. They've paid money for players. They brought in a manager that knows the league inside out. And so at this moment in time, if you're a Jambo, like Kenny, you are loving your football. You're enjoying going to Tynecastle, everything about it. I keep saying I cannot wait for his game tomorrow. I think it'll be a cracker.
It's going to be a brilliant game. I think the difference between the Aberdeen last season and Hearts is Derek McInnes. I think he knows the Scottish League. He'll not panic. If things go wrong tomorrow, he won't panic as well. He'll just continue, because you're right, Daz. They've got a brilliant squad. They've got a lot of good players. And I think they've recruited really well during the summer. Finlay at the back for me was a key player that they've got in. They've got a really good relationship between him and Halkett, which has built a great foundation for them to build on going forward. So they're in a good place at this moment in time, and they'll be looking forward to tomorrow.
Go on, Kenny, give us your own score prediction. You going as far as Hugh?
Say 4-0. We all remember Harry Cochran and big Kyle Lafferty that day. My daughter actually says to me that morning, Hearts are going to win 4-0. I'm not a betting man. I wish I'd went up to the bookies and said 4-0. I'd have won a fortune, but I'm not a betting man. But I'm feeling, as I said, quietly confident, as the guys are saying there, that the Hearts team, you know, we've got, when we take somebody off now, we're actually bringing quality on, whereas last year we were, oh no, it's him back on. The team is looking strong throughout the whole squad.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because like, all you need is Claudio Braga, mm-hmm. is getting a lot of headlines and he's scoring goals. Kizaridis is lighting up as well. What a platform for these guys, because to dig a bit deeper than just tomorrow, this is it. This is the model. Go and pluck a guy from the bottom half in Slovakia, get someone from second division in Norway, and obviously try and get your results, but perform on this stage. The amount of eyeballs that will be in this game, a challenge for them to go and
Yeah, a big platform, big games. These are games they'll be excited about. But what's happened was the fact that these guys have come in, they brought something different. You look at, I'll give you a player that I was never a great fan of. I've watched him lately. He's been absolutely brilliant. Devlin in the middle of the park. And that comes mm-hmm. from the confidence and the players round about him.
Can I say one last thing about the fixture, Gordon?
Go on then.
Can the Celtic fans get behind their team and also respect the fixture and standing in our game? It's the biggest game of the season. Please don't disrupt it by throwing things onto the pitch in order to disrupt the match, in order to disrupt your own team. And respect the fact that it's the match of the season, and enjoy the football.
Well, we'll wait and see what that looks like. Go on, Hugh's shown his hand already. He's gone 3-0. It's the earlier kick-off tomorrow. So why don't you two leave me with your predictions? How do you think it's going to go?
Because the writing's on the wall, I'm going to go an away win 2-1.
One all draw.
There you are. Home win, away win, draw.
It's a nice spread. It is a nice spread in here. One thing's for certain, it should be blockbuster. We can't always promise a high quality game, but surely with everything that's at stake, the talking points, even when those team lineups come out tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of intrigue. When Brendan Rodgers does his pre-match interview on Sky and maybe updates things on Iheanacho and Maeda and Johnson, intrigue from the moment you wake up tomorrow. The good thing is the guys have got you covered. Andrew McLean will be here tomorrow as well, reacting to a massive day across the Scottish Premiership. Of course, the top of the table clash might well be the game of the day, but we've got the small matter of Danny Rule's first league game in charge of Rangers. And can Aberdeen bounce back from a 6-0 hammering in Athens? Today was good. The weekend is up and running. It is nowhere near done yet. So enjoy your Saturday night. The GBX is up next, and enjoy whatever the football brings tomorrow.